That's probably a good place to end. Are you there, Ion? Refreshed, replenished, reprogrammed, restructured.
Yeah, so far so good.
I didn't play the Vestal, but maybe a little later.
No, testicle, Bob. You didn't play the testicle. That's the one you wanted to count. You can play the testicle now.
All right, so I don't know if this might be Michael. Is this Nick or Michael? It sounds like Nick with the mucus. Is that you, Nick? Nick, Michael.
They're mad at you, Bob, because you called his whale draconian.
And you laid the next plague on him. You know, it just supports the theory that I've had for a few years that if you interact with Ion on the show, you become a mighty catalyst. Not necessarily for the benefit of all, but you become a catalyst. Well,
Black Angus, our polled Herefords, what kind of catalyst?
Of huge proportions. It began with Sheila.
Oh, so it's like a... there's like longhorns then, the longhorns. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, like that guy who invaded the Senate Capitol building. Had that horns on.
He wasn't in the cattle business. He wasn't in the cattle business, Bob.
This is over your head. Come on. Let's get the back to play. All right. Let's see what Sean has to say. If Sean has any issues, Cornwall.
Where's Dimitri?
I don't know.
Hey, Bob. Hey,
hello, Sean.
I'm
going to just check. Who's this in 940, Texas? Are you a new person?
No, it's Heather.
Ah, Heather. Okay, we'll put you on after Sean. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. All right, Sean.
Listen,
take away
Bob,
with your program.
Look how Bob's pretending to be pleasant. Look at that, so nice.
Yeah, you know it's only pretense, dead pretense.
It's only make believe, y'all.
This is my Biden to your Trump.
Oh,
you get that? You understand ratios, Sean?
You are.
My Biden to his Trump.
You'll bump into
his Trump. You are a hologrammy.
Okay, it's amazing. They take this gangster Biden and say he's an image of unity. He tried to bring the country together. He's a mafia guy.
I heard they called him Moses. Someone called him Moses.
What? Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, Moses killed
a
guy, so. Biden maybe killed people.
Yeah, if he's Moses, though, the world's in trouble.
Yeah. So what does Cornwall, or just north of Cornwall, have to say?
Well, Ian, I wanted to ask a bit about anger, first of all. Especially now that you started bringing a bit of emotions in, and I have to re-listen to what you did with Bert. But for me, when I get angry, I think that I'm less than, because surely if I can do something about it, why am I getting angry about it?
Why do you get angry? What's the emotion?
It's like a lot of stuff now happening with politics and stuff, and with having to wear masks. Then I feel sometimes I'm angry about it, and obviously then I snap out of it. So I think, well, useless.
You don't
now.
Stop. Hold on. You don't know what you're talking about. What is angry? Tell us what you think angry is.
Okay. Well, for me, it's when it, like, something is going on, and it really...
Oh, my God. It's like something is going on. What the hell?
Okay, so for instance, you hear about
pedophiles. Look it up. Look it up.
Okay.
You're not trustworthy for your definition. Look it up, and then we'll see. Because you want us to fix something that you don't know what's wrong. Okay? So we want you to at least acknowledge what's wrong. See, if you had an olive grove with no olives, you'd ask for olives, not water, or a draconian whale, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
We want to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay, so I don't want to click out. So angry, feeling or showing strong annoyance, displeasure, or hostility, full of anger.
See, that's not what you've been describing. You've been describing, I'm frustrated, I'm aggravated, I'm put off, I'm laid by, I'm taken aback. That's not like I hate your guts and I'm going to go get a chainsaw and cut your fucking head off. It's a little different than that.
Yes.
So that's the reason we brought it up, to the point it's like you're asking us to fix. You got lumbago and you're asking us to work on your feet. Not the same thing.
Okay.
So does that, now I don't know if that helped or not yet, but it's going to.
It does help. Getting
loved up.
It does help. And I was going to ask, obviously now you've changed my perception on it a bit, on am I really angry? Because in the 17th key then, I was going to ask if that's what I used to soften in.
Why don't you try the adjudicate it.
Adjudicate it.
Go for justice. Go for justice.
Yes. I have done a bit of a 9 and a 10 combination.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used the same air for that.
You're talking about like you know what you're talking about, which you do. And now Bob is like, what are you talking about? How do you know this number is what? And how do you know this is it? That's fine. Bob's going to get lost in space. You watch this. It's going to be great fun.
Should I explain?
Shit, no. You can't explain. You can't, he's stuck on stupid. You can't help stupid, honey. You can't do that. You know better than that. You just can't do it. To the chagrin of many. But he's the best question asker because he never gets the answer.
Okay,
enough about Bob. Stop talking about Bob. Talk about you.
And in the fifth key, our lamp that goes in front of us is spelled with the continual burning lamps is a small capital. And then, once again, I don't want to focus too much on this anger thing because you have softened that up for me. But in the 17th key, it's a capital. Lamps living going before us. Is that a different scenario that's going on with the lamps?
It is.
Okay. And... Ooh, lamps living. Okay, I'll find some different questions on that. I looked at the 2 Kings 5 that you suggested to Dimitri. And there's so much in there. Did you want to show us that if we, especially when coming here to you, can be more open, less full of ourselves, things like that, we're going to get much more out of our interaction?
Sounds too preachy.
Too preachy, definitely. Is it just more, I want to see what you wanted us to get from that.
We don't.
Like, I want to be more open and
be careful.
Real.
That's what we're gonna say. It's what we're gonna say is we don't care what you get out of it, but that ain't what you want. But you know, it's like we don't. Why do we care? We don't care. What do you want? Yeah, I want that. Okay, have that. Good.
Okay.
We're for that. You see the rub?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I just want help with maybe being a bit more in the real when I'm coming on here. Because when you sometimes say, well, what's really going on? It's like we can never, it's almost like inhibitions go up. And, yeah. So with the real, I would like to, I don't feel like I'm running anything. You're not running nothing. Because there's still a few basic things that I'm not hitting on the mark yet. Yet on the other side, when I just focus on now, everything's wonderful. And yeah, it's only when I bring time in or I think, well, I've got to prepare for this. Mm-hmm. Or
You're put off. That's put off. That's disenfranchised. That's taken aback. So you're not angry at all. So that's good.
Okay.
But you do have a little of unquieted rage, though. If you had more power, you wouldn't be in a rage.
Okay. Because you know you can.
Now you wanted everything. You wanted it to be frank, didn't you?
Yes, please.
But don't call us that. Don't call us that often, because we won't answer to Frank. We'll be frank to you.
Okay.
So what's up this week? What did you do? Who did you do?
I took some of your advice that you gave once against Dimitri's girlfriend.
Oh.
Some of it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I took all of it.
Mm-hmm.
In my relationship, I could feel that I'm not giving 110% because I always want the back door open.
Well, if you don't give like that, you're always gonna end up with unrequited relations. That's where the satisfaction thing comes from. Because I don't know if you noticed or not, but girls orgasm differently than boys.
Yes. Yes.
So it's your payment. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like buying a new hat and sitting on it. You don't get the best out of the wear out of the hat when you do that.
Well, I want to thank
pretty
you.
Pretty shitty analogy. That was pretty shitty analogy, wasn't it?
Yeah, but a stupid thing to do because sit on your nice new hat.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah, you help me see things different, like with the, like what I would like to call the morning glory. I saw that.
We're like Red Lobster. We see food differently.
Yes. Yes. And that helped. That really helped.
Yeah.
And it worked. Yes. Just like you said.
Congrats. Yeah.
And then what can I do to help him a bit more? Because I think I put the pressure, or I somehow he tenses up so much that it's too much pressure. And I think I play obviously a big part in that.
Are you overzealous with the engagement? Is it you want more than they or he or them or us or whoever?
No, it's just if he struggles a bit to If he's just calm, it'll be easy for him to get an erection, but if the heat's on, then it will be, and I can feel him tense up. I can feel him trying, and I just want to put my hand on, just say, just relax. And yeah, you said to me, I run things. So instead of always looking at it, that it's him doing something.
Correct. But see, that's what I'm saying, you're leading to, it's easier for it to be his fault.
Yes. But then I'm the victim again.
So, well, codependent no more, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, there you go. But see, then you gotta fix it from the standpoint that you're seeing it. We're gonna say this again. We're like red lobster, we see food differently. Do you get that?
Yeah.
What did you get out of that?
Well, I got that you see, sometimes we, like I saw it as something, for instance, the morning glory, as something that's just, how can I say, it just is, it's not because of me, and then you made me see it differently as an opportunity to engage into a lovely sexual quarters moment, instead of seeing it as what I made it something, a nothing, and even I could even make it bad, which I see now as silly. Instead of looking at taking it.
Okay. That's more palatable. That's more palatable than that other crap you're dibbling into, so, okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
But the goal is to give 110%.
Yeah. Own it.
Brilliant.
Your hat, put it on.
Okay. I really like the...
Well, you gonna let that go? Okay.
No, I don't want to let it go.
We probably wouldn't let it go.
Okay.
So, in the short version, how about the shame issue? See, once it gets too far out, then he's upset because it's not the way it's supposed to be. Because he wants it to be correct, too.
I know.
See?
Yes.
No, obviously you don't, or you wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yes, because I've got... the doubts.
You're right. Well, and that's aggravating because it's been, you know, yeah, that's no good. You gotta, have you ever had a, what they call a sleep fuck?
Maybe can you elaborate a little bit more on what that is?
Well, when you go to sleep and you wake up and you wake up wet, because you were busy and you weren't awake.
No, but I can remember in my dreams, or in my travels.
Well, okay, do that.
My travels.
So if you could do that, then guess what? It takes off. If you could do that, guess what that would do? That takes all the heat out of the fire.
Okay.
You can't make it hard. you get a little funny, you get a little funny. Yeah, that's right. You're trying to make it hard. You're trying to make it hard. Not that you can't. It's that you're trying too hard to make it hard. But what happens is it's kind of like when if you're talking to him, you can say, oh, you know, it's like when you wake up with a piss hard. Okay? How does that work? Well, you have pressure because you got to go pee, and you don't want to get your lazy up ass by the bed. So you lay there until you get an erection trying to hold the urine back so you don't pee yourself. Okay? Well, that's natural. And what you're trying to decide and say to us is that what you're doing is natural, but apparently it is not natural or he wouldn't have this response. Yeah. You got that?
No. I'm sorry. So it is natural and that it's not.
You're making it unnatural.
Okay.
He's under pressure.
Yes.
But see, you gotta have contrast to have to gain and achieve an erection. But see, his issue isn't the erection. His issue is the mind fuck.
Yes. He's
messing with his mind. Yeah. Yeah. And that's not a bad thing. That's just something you have to work to.
Okay.
So how you take care of that is you go soft and don't make it be about that.
Okay.
But you're trying to get busy, and that's understandable. But, well, we would do it different. We would do it completely different. We would just make it not be about that at all. We'd do about 2 weeks of only cuddle.
I like
wear,
that.
Wear, cuddle out. There's nothing left. There is none of that stuff. None of that. Don't get it. Get yourself all the erections in the world. You get none coming around me. Okay? So you take that off the table, then all of a sudden that's all they want.
Okay.
See?
Yes.
So you change that up a little bit. So now there's no, all the thing that was a problem, the pressure problem, is now no longer a problem.
I like it.
See?
Yes.
Because you took care of it. And now he can be in that apartment. Because if he didn't like you, he'd leave. Or you'd run him off or something, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not
Thank
about
you.
That, obviously. Right?
Yes.
So it's obviously not about that. Because if it were, we wouldn't be having that conversation. Then it's not like he's trying to achieve the impossible dream or whatever that ridiculousness is. But at the same time, you have to have it in what's called a balance, which means, let's say he's not the problem. Let's say you're the problem. You're the problem. Let's say
I'm
like
the problem.
That. If that's the case, now all of a sudden you can take responsibility and fix it.
Lovely. Thank you.
See, it's like Carolyn taking the sugar away from Bob when... if she had it a different way, he could enjoy the sugar and consume it the right way, and it not be a problem. But instead, it's made a problem. And so now Bob has to be punished because of Carolyn's codependence with the sugar shack.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that so much easier to talk about Bob and Carolyn and something stupid like sugar? Rather than having a conversation about potential impotency and privacy and other levels of mind fucking that's unrequited.
Yes.
That sometimes is a little testy. Meaning it's a little sharp, you see. And that happens. I mean, life is dirty, clean it up.
Yeah, well, I'm grateful that we can come here to clean it up, because it's an important
Well, we don't mind.
Function.
It's okay, because the proper stage is, what is the scienter? You see? Because at the same time, you want to be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a pleasurer, is he not?
Oh, yes.
Well, then shut the fuck up and let him pleasure you.
Okay.
The hell's wrong with you, woman? You lost your damn mind.
I shall do so. Thank you, Ian.
Well, now what happens is now all of a sudden there's no more pressure. That's what he's concerned about, obviously.
Yes.
And if you take the heat out of the fire, you can get all over it. It don't hurt nothing.
Yes.
And if you do that for about 2 weeks, guess what? He'll be all over you like a bad habit on his terms, not your edict.
Okay.
Let me see.
Lovely.
But girl, you get a hold of that thing the right way and ain't nothing can stop it. I mean, I don't know. And we're just having these conversations like this is like we're fighting over a macaroon or something.
But that's also sometimes this why I don't want to bring it up because it's so much better than it was, and when it's good, it is so good.
No, it's there. It's not a problem. It's really not a problem at all. But you got to go through it. You got to go through the process. It's the whole point. You got to connect. If you don't connect, it ain't gonna work. That's but you, mm-hmm. Selena, you know this. It's no big deal.
I know.
No big deal. Who cares? Nobody cares. Fix it. And but if you're getting happy, why do you care?
Exactly.
See? Well, see, and then if you do that right, then guess what happened? He's gonna respond every single time without fail or exception.
Yeah.
But as long as you're happy, why do you care? See?
Yes. Yes.
That helps a bit.
Thank you.
Tuesday. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Next okay, time. Very good there, Sean. Wonderful topic there.
New rule. No clothes in bed. Nobody wears socks. Nobody wears hairpins. Nobody, no clothes to bed, okay?
Thank you. I like it.
And if he doesn't go for that, you let us know, goddammit. We'll fix it.
Okay. He'll be happy.
It's either no clothes in bed or no clothes at all. So, whatever you want. Then we can play this any way you want to. It's okay with us. So that's okay. Basically, once again, this is about taking the obvious and setting a stage or a standard. The stage and the standard allows you to have a different elocution. Elocution will then lay out the words that you say and the words that you mean. Because they're very different. Do you know that?
Yes.
And how you inflection starts to come into play. See, that's Bob can cuss you out and he does it in such a way, it's like he's doing you a favor. You're like, you son of a bitch, fuck away from me. You know, you talking about you crazy monster. You're a damn dark soul monster. That's what you are. Fuck away from here. So you say it one way and then you say it another way and all of a sudden it's very pleasant that you could engage. Why are you getting so upset about? Don't be so upset all the time. You know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, I didn't know I was upset. You told me I was upset, so I must be upset then. You told me that. So human creatures are creatures of habit. Now, that's not like what the nuns wear.
But we can change
that. What kind of washing machine? What kind of washing machine do you have?
Just a normal electric.
Is it a top loader?
Front loader. Front loader. With a good spin.
Is it high off the ground? Is it high off the ground?
It's low.
Normal?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what you gotta do. You gotta have, while it's in the spin cycle.
Yeah?
You gotta have sex on the washing machine.
Oh my God! Okay.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off of him because he's having a fight with a washing machine, and it puts the emphasis back on you.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. It's brilliant. It's unbelievable because what it does is it changes the narrative, which is what you're actually bitching about. It's changing the narrative. Quit fighting and start fucking. Feuding, fighting, or fucking. That's all we're talking about. So, that's it. That'll help. But that's a fun thing because then it's going to be something different. And he'll be so concerned with the newness of this exotic condition that it changes the obvious consortation of producing. See?
Brilliant. Wow.
And besides, when it goes through the spin cycle, the vibratory response that it gives is also going to be receptively enjoyable for him as well.
Brilliant. It does have a good rattle on it. Excellent.
That's good. That's good because it did change. Now, here again, changes the narrative. So, good.
Oh, wow.
Hey, John, was the first 15 minutes all about anger, or was there another topic in there?
It was about a spurtle, Bob. It was about a spurtle.
A bit about Iron City's, my judgments. As well,
how do we
instead
your
of
judgment?
To use my judgment, so I applied keys and airs to that.
Oh yes, the key stuff. Okay. All right, you finished?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yay.
Yeah, suddenly looking forward to my washing.
looking forward to a bath, to getting dirty or getting clean. Yeah, getting dirty or getting clean. Well, getting clean to get dirty, maybe. You don't know.
Both and.
So, did Matt get mad at you for something?
No, it's just sometimes we've got difficulty with, after all the issues we had with the pornography and stuff. And
Bob, it's like
I
you.
Just wanted
it's like
to know
you.
How
consistent it is. He got strung out on porn, so it's hard. Nothing is enough. So, you know, like you, when you got caught in the granny porn thing, caught in that granny porn thing, well, that's what happens, and nothing else works. So it's kind of like cocaine. You get a little bit, and then you want some more. So then this regular hashish won't do it anymore. You got to have the real stuff. And so,
yeah, I had to drop wrinkles all over Carolyn.
Damn, I know. To wrinkle her up so it would work. I know she really enjoyed that. Yeah. had to paint her hair gray. Had to paint her hair gray so it would be great.
No, you guys need to have something else to talk about. So I suggest you read some William Irwin Thompson. You know, that'll get you into it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of contrast.
Oh, yeah, Thompson. Thompson will talk about stealing your joy. Now, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Here's what, dude. Change it up a little bit. Do it LaRouche. And then you take something and stick it up his bum. That'll fix it. That'll get him going on. That'll get him worked right up. That'll get him fixed up and take the tension right off. And see, sometimes when you start playing with the prostate just right, it'll automatically cause an erection. See?
Ooh.
So you might be on to something. You can threaten that. You can threaten that, of course. He probably won't be too agreeable to it, but hell's bells, hey. Feuding, fighting, or fucking, that's what we say.
Okay. Brilliant.
Okay, very good. That's enough with you.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Alan.
Okay, what we'll do, we'll get Jack back. We'll get Jack to explain the finer points of rectal probing and anal intercourse. He can explain that real good, so that'd be nice.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good. We'll make a whole topic of that. That'd be the Bob.
That's important. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Heather, you have some questions?
Hey. Sure. How's things going?
Girl, how you like following up with after that topic? You got a good follow-up station there, don't you?
In my world, it's...
Bob, she's blushing. Bob, she's blushing.
Heather has been sex in about 35 years. Heather's been down there in Wichita Falls all by herself, worrying about the conspiracy, and, you know, she forgot about herself.
No. But is it still supposed to be like 70% of the population? Is that the world or the U.S.?
The world. 70%. 70%. 70%. Yeah.
So that's like 5.5 billion or.
Yeah, that's about the size of this one.
And that's before And that's before the new draconian, that new damn draconian plague that Nick's got stirred up. So there you go.
Yeah, I just work in healthcare, so I've been just shocked by the willingness of people to be medical experiments. You know, they're just, we did 1,000 shots today. You know, people came from all over, you know, other states, all over the place. They were just, you know, wanting, you know, just thinking that's secure. Now life can go back to normal. It's just kind of, you know, you can't stop them.
Do you?
It's just amazing.
Until you find out. Until you find out you gotta wear that mask till Jesus comes, huh?
Yeah, they think, oh, well, I haven't seen my grandkids in a year, you know, now I can at least, you know, now I'm safe, now I'm not, you know, kind of like invulnerable. And it wasn't even the 65 and up, it was, you know, if you're 65 and you have a medical condition, under 65 with a medical condition, and, you know, that's everyone. Cause, you know, you start going down the list, everything qualifies, like obesity, diabetes, you know, even high blood pressure. So, you know, even
so,
pregnant.
You go to the Cold Stone, you go to the Cold Stone Creamery and get one of their 9,000 calorie nut butter fudge sundae things where they mash up all the other stuff in it. Then I'm having them test your blood sugar and it's like 220. So now you're pre-diabetic, so you get to have a shot, so you're in. So
but even, I mean, like, why is being pregnant is considered a medical condition, you know? Like, what is that going to do to the babies? Is it just going to be miscarriage? Or, I mean, it's like genetic manipulation, you know, with a mother. So what does it do? I don't think they even tested it, you know, of course, on animals, let alone people.
Correct.
The frontline doctors, they were, you know, talking about that America's frontline doctors and, Andrew Wakefield and all of them were talking about how no SARS or, vaccine has ever made it past the animal trials, that it works in the lab, but then you get out in reality and something called, antibody dependent enhancement. Or is that what's going to happen with the swine flu, or is it this
no,
cytokine?
No, it's going to morph, and it will take advantage of the new mRNA that they're adopting. But now they're getting smart. They're going to make a difference. They're going to use a receptor, not mRNA. They're going to use a receptor the old timey way. The same way they did the original, polio virus, like they call the strand. It's going to be like that, so it's going to look better, but it won't smell any better.
Yeah, it's like all the people that want to get the vaccine have so much trust in their doctors, and the doctors got it themselves, so I guess they're going to all die too. You know, is that how it kills modern medicine and, you know,
no, Karen wrote a book, Death by Modern Medicine. She already wrote a book. We can't beat her time. She already wrote a book about it.
That's not the question. The question is wondering what disaster, what will be the blessing of this, the service of this? What will it flip into?
Yeah.
You'll be able to afford the socialized medicine that Beijing Biden's going to put in place. There won't be too many people dragging on the system, you see, sucking the hind tit. Yeah. There won't be too many people on the government tit.
But, I mean, at the beginning of this, we said there wasn't going to be a vaccine, but then when most you look at it, it really isn't a vaccine. It's genetic engineering. But anybody I've ever talked to, they think it's a vaccine, and that it's just like, well, the flu one you get every year, it's no big deal. So they didn't even look into it.
So when it comes into play, where people have to, like, if you want to fly, you have to have a vaccine.
Yeah.
And you want to travel, or you want to do this, you want that, it's fixing to start now. And somebody walks in and says, hey, okay, I know this is going to kill me because I listen to Bob. And I gotta have this piece of paper saying I got this shot. how much would it cost me for you to shoot this vaccine that you're supposed to be giving me into the trash can? Whatever, whatever, whatever. Are you going to do it or not?
Mm-hmm. So you got to find someone.
That's the question. Is that Heather?
That's a question.
You got to bribe someone.
Yeah.
No, to you, if they offered that to you, would you do that for them?
No, hopefully I did like Bob said, and just I have the antibodies, and I was never sick, so I guess, you know, now I'd have
No, as a healthcare worker, would you give them an injection? Yeah. Would you follow their request if you were...
I don't know.
Well, she's not a nurse. Do you still want her to think about it?
I want to know, would she be willing to? Because she's going to be judging the people who are accused.